Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Saturday morning, a victorious one after game one of the World Series this morning here on 94 WIP. Jody Mack in for Glenn Mack now with Mike Sielski. We'll hang around with you today till 1 o'clock. This week in Philly sports history, and maybe some history was made last night, is brought to you by Shy Vintage Sports, your home for the best Philadelphia playoff gear. Visit them in Center City, Wayne, or at shibesports.com. Shibes Vintage Sports, there's a story in every single stitch. All right, Kyle, play the highlight.
Fans on their feet. Rally towels are being waved. Brad Lidge stretches. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World Champions of Baseball. Brad Lidge does it again and stays perfect for the 2008 season. 48 for 48 in save opportunities. And let the city celebrate.
That was October 29, 2008. At times it seems like it was only yesterday, and sometimes it seems like it was 40 years ago. But the Phillies win the World Series with Brad Lidge registering the final out. Mike Sielski, where were you?
I was in the press box at Citizens Bank Park. I was writing and finishing off a column for the Bucks County Courier-Times and the Doylestown Intelligencer, the newspapers I worked for at the time. And I did the thing that I ended up doing 10 years later after the Eagles won Super Bowl 52. I filed my column. I sent it in. I went to the back of the press box in 2008. I opened up my flip phone that I had at the time, and I called my parents' house and spoke to my dad and said, "Listen, Pop, I got to go down to the clubhouse and interview these guys, but can you believe the Phillies won the World Series?" And that lasted about 35 seconds. Just wanted to touch base with him and then went downstairs and did my job.
So, very cool. And that's everyone will always remember where they were. I know where I was. And, of course, that was a great call by the legendary Harry Kailas. May rest in peace. I was sitting in the section in front of Harry's restaurant in left field. Hmm. With my daughter, who at the time was 12 years old and was just beginning becoming as big a sports fan as she is. Oh, by the way, Philly season ticket holder and has two games in the upcoming three games coming back here to Citizens Bank Park. And it was phenomenal just to be with the peeps. Because I know, Sielski, as you mentioned, you had to go to the back of clubhouse and take care of personal business. You can't throw the fist in the air. You can't bang on the table. You have to act with decorum in the press box. I was actually glad not to be in the press box because I could scream and yell to my heart's content and hug my daughter out there in left field. But that is this week in Philadelphia sports. Pretty darn good one, if you ask me. We will be giving away a Shibes Vintage Sports gift certificate to the best call we get over the course of the show, so feel free to get on our telephone line, 215-592-9494. Anthony from Levittown's up on 94 WIP. Hey, Tone.
Guys, what's going on, man? I wish I had like a half-hour segment or something, because I could just talk about this all day, but I'm elated. My alarm had, I had to get up at like 5:45. I was up till 1. I didn't even care.
Oh, my gosh.
Still running on adrenaline. Sielski, you said something about Hector Neris. We forget about him having like 35, 40 saves in a season.
Yeah, I think I mentioned that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's never had over 30.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay. Yeah, I didn't have the number in front of me.
And I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it because I'm one of the biggest Hector Neris haters of all time. And I agree with you with Castellanos. It's like you keep feeling like this bat should come around, you know. And at that point, I'm like, God, just don't swing. Just don't swing. You have the bases loaded here. Don't swing. Let this dude get crazy. And you want to get through like their bullpen in these kind of games, right? Like you go 10 innings. It's an early bullpen game. You would never think Verlander and Nola are going to be out by the fifth, both of them, or the sixth, whatever it was. And, you know, it's just like, man, what's going on here? Like, just don't swing against Neris. This guy is as bad as it gets. You know, so, like, as a Philly fan, I was watching. We want nothing more than Hector Neris to come to the mound because that guy just has no control. And when things get tough, he gets worse. And, you know, I'm just – it's I told when I called in, I was like, yes, Phillies are sweeping in four. And I had that – I was like, man, this is going to be like a six-game series. And after they won that game last night, I'm sitting there before bed. You know, I'm standing up in my living room. I'm like, dude, they're sweeping. Like, they're going to go in there with Wheeler tonight, and, you know, we're going to pull out another win. You know, and this is like – I'm a baseball purist. You know, I coach my son in baseball. I've been playing baseball my whole life. And, you know, the things – everything's just written on the wall for this team. And Wheeler's going to go in there tonight and deliver a gem. You're going to go out of Houston 2-0. I was at the 08 World Series, right? And that was one of the craziest crowds I've ever seen whenever they won. I was there. And it was – I've never seen anything like it until I went to the Braves game – I think it was game three.
Game three, yes.
I went to game three against the Braves this series, and I've never seen anything like that. So I can't imagine what the NLCS was like because I wasn't there. And I can't imagine what this World Series is going to be like. Philly fans have not had their opportunity to let Houston know about the cheating scandal. You got to pile that on top of it being a World Series game. Being up to nothing is what's going to happen. This is going to be insane. I'm telling you. Like, I'm not trying to be like one of those guys. Like, you know.
I think there's a lot of truth in what you're saying, Anthony. And thank you so much for the call. I think your sentiments reflect what a lot of people in the Delaware Valley are feeling right now. You know, Jody, it's interesting. My colleague Matt Breen, who's covered the Phillies for, you know, 5 to 10 years now, and his father actually works for the team, has really had his finger kind of on the pulse of this team throughout the postseason. Heading into the Padres series, for instance, he predicted the Phillies would win in 5 games, which they did. And he made a good point yesterday, which was that he wonders how much of the atmosphere at Citizens Bank Park is not just that the Phillies haven't been in the playoffs for so long and fans are finally enjoying that. How much of it is that we've all been cooped up because of the pandemic for 2 years, and now there's an element of like we're able to get out and be with each other, and people are able to celebrate and, you know, enjoy a run like this together. I wonder about that. I wonder if that's contributing to the environment we're seeing at the ballpark, and absolutely we'll see for games 3-4, and if there is a 5.
Would not be surprised if there was something to that. I think it's an excellent point. I would say more so last year. We're now a year and change removed from the real grasp of the pandemic. But, hey, I'm watching the interviews from the clubhouse last night. Still a bunch of guys that are wearing masks in there because it's so
you have to
tightly on top of that you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, Major League Baseball's regulations are that you have to wear masks in the clubhouse after games. So that's the reason I think people are doing that. But, you know, not to take this conversation in a direction, you know, kind of far afield, but I think Anthony makes a great point. The environment that has been in place at Citizens Bank Park in this postseason is unlike any environment in Major League Baseball. I'm trying to think of an analogy and I can't come up with one. The charge that's in the ballpark, it's like the park is a living, seething thing, and it is affecting the Phillies' opponents. It's you know, buoying the Phillies and shaking their opponents. I don't think anybody can deny that.
Two quick things about the obligatory mask wearing in the clubhouse. So the players don't have to wear masks, but the media has to wear masks. Kind of agree with that. And number two, about the ballpark. Citizens Bank Park has been so unbelievable. You're right. It's its own living entity. And I would argue with anyone who wants to say that they think their park is as loud as what Citizens Bank has been in this playoff run. It's not even close. The Phillies are putting everyone else in their rearview mirror as far as fan participation and action and volume goes. But I don't get the need to badmouth other teams' fans. I was doing a post-game show with John Johnson. He was getting all over the San Diego fans. And I said, you realize how well the Philly pitcher pitched, right? There was nothing to cheer about here. And I was in the ballpark for Game 3 against Atlanta. There were times, it wasn't like it was a continuous three-and-a-half-hour scream fest. No, there's ups and downs to every single game, like last night. The Houston fans were praying. I think, and again, judging from afar, both you and I back here in the Delaware Valley, not Houston, will get Scott Lauber's take on it when we punch him up at noon. It sounded pretty loud when Kyle Tucker was hitting home runs, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. But the environment at Citizens Bank Park has been pitch to pitch a steady buzz. You know, you certainly had that in games 4 and 5 of the National League Championship Series. You have fans getting into every single at bat. It's a different kind of environment. It's almost like a an NHL playoff game. I've always felt that an NHL playoff game was maybe the best environment in sports. It feels like you're inside a pot of boiling water, and that's kind of what it feels like at this ballpark during this playoff run.
I'm not trying to downplay.
Yeah, Jody, why do you hate Philadelphia fans, Jody?
I'll repeat
kidding,
myself, Mr. Sielski.
They
are the champion. There's not another fan base that can compare to what Philadelphia does. But I don't know why we can't just take the credit for it, why we have to spit on our opponents while they're down. That's my question.
Jody, it's like that devoted Philadelphia sports fan Gore Vidal, the writer, once said, "It is not enough that I succeed. Others must fail."
All right. I'll be canceling my subscription to Gore Vidal's magazine.
He's the one who said it.
Fair enough. He's Mike Sielski. I'm Jody McDonald. We're going to continue to take your Phillies calls. If you want to make an Eagle call, we're not going to turn you away. As a matter of fact, we're going to make an Eagle call next. Joining us next is going to be our very own Ruben Frank, NBC Sports Phillies. We've got an Eagle football game coming up tomorrow that's kind of important. They are 6-0 trying to get to 7-0. We'll talk Steelers Eagles with Ruben Frank next here on 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.